Hello, everyone. Welcome to WTF Walk the Floors, where we talk about all things hospitality training. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm joined by Stephanie Ledger from First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, everything good?
Everything's well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So we are going to talk about today, what are some of those things that we can learn beyond the on-the-job type of learning, right? So I know you have your list. If you want, I will pass the mic on to you, and then you can enlighten us with, you know, what are some of those things that you can recommend to our emerging leaders or anyone who is getting into hospitality, or maybe this is a new arena for you. Then some of the things that you feel, based on your experience, that we should be looking into.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think this is a great time for us to be able to take a break. We have been talking so much about hospitality training on the job in different departments and different seasons. And since we're coming down to the end of the year, and for those that are lucky enough to take some time off during the holiday break, I thought it would be a good time for us to kind of talk about other things that we could be able to still work on ourselves, our mental health, and some fun things too that we could be able to do for training that isn't so related to on the job. And so, you know, the first one I want to say is maybe you're enjoying cooking or baking. It's fun to then being able to kind of work on your technique. And you can kind of play around with different foods that pair with other foods. And seeing before you know it, you may actually enjoy culinary and being able to try out some yummy food as well. And then the other thing I would say is writing. So maybe you enjoy writing those long messages of those guest opportunities on the log and really coming into detail of painting the picture of exactly of that scenario that you were running into. Maybe you were at the front desk and you had this guest that came up to you, started just going off on a laundry list of all the opportunities that they're running into. And you love putting in all those details because you know your coworkers, when they are reviewing it the next day or when the managers are talking about it during lineup, it's kind of a little bit funny about those different scenarios. So those are the first two that I'm going to, you know, kick off of, like, some things that we could be able to work on and learn more that's not so related to our actual job. So what do you think, Michelle?
I love those two. Really great. The cooking piece specifically, not only it will ground you and it will keep you in check, especially if you're on a break, which is a great way to push that reset button. But then on the other hand, to be able to explore a new area to see mm-hmm. if could be, you know, we have that beautiful advantage in hospitality where we have every single department. It's like a city, right? So you can really transfer into any department. So being able to explore that area a little bit and see if food and beverage might be for you, there are several things that we know that you have to have if you want to get to the top. And one of them is experiencing food and beverage. So I love that.
Yes.
I was thinking a couple of things. One is being able to present with confidence. Right.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't really think about it, but it creates a huge impact. So if you are on a break or if you have that time to learn something new that you have not or perhaps will not learn on the job, I would say take a public speaking course, take a course where you can learn about carrying yourself with confidence when it comes to presentations, because the reality is, you open up your shift and you're already on stage. So having yes. confidence is extremely important, and knowing exactly what to say and how to say it and so on. So that's one of the things that I thought. And then another one was Excel. Right? And it sounds so precarious, but the reality is you are going to use Excel a lot. So not being able to understand how it really works and maneuver around it and, you know, be able to flow from one spreadsheet to the other or from one tab to the other is going to hinder your ability of being amazing at what you do. So regardless really on what position that you're in our industry, Excel is a great tool to know and to feel comfortable with. And if you are an executive and you are probably thinking right now, oh, I have someone take care of that for me. Not really, because someone has to do checks and balances. And if something is wrong, right, then you should be able to fix it right then and there and continue to move on and turn around and teach your team how to prevent that from happening in the future. What else do you have in store?
Yeah. So I'd also to say maybe you want to learn a new language. So, you know, for me, I am based in Miami and we have our Spanglish or our, now our Miami Lish that just came out as a new dialect, which is so different. But yeah, maybe you're trying to learn a different language. Maybe you notice that you may be in an area that the French Canadians visit you often or somewhere else internationally. And you want to be able to just know a few common phrases to being able to interact with their own native language. And it's very interesting how you start seeing certain root words come from different languages as well, and how some of them can kind of sound similar too.
That is a great tip. Yes, I love that. Learning different languages is always very, very useful. Another one that I can think of is learn about the different personality styles and how to better communicate with them. Because you're not only going to be able to spot what is that, what, how is it that your team member may better receive that message. But also, if you pay good attention and you learn about this, you'll be able to spot that with your guests.
Yes.
So absolutely. That is a critical skill that you can pick up on your free time or when you are taking a break from work or simply as you are preparing yourself to take that next level, that next move.
Absolutely. You know, on a side note with that is it may be an unpopular opinion, but I think that looking at zodiac signs is a way that you start seeing certain personalities. Like I am a Sagittarius. If you didn't notice how always on an adventure, like to take on a lot and also to just going with the flow. But for someone that's very structured and in a different month, you know, they do not like the Sagittarius of how we just kind of come and go and do whatever we want and happy-go-lucky. And they're like, knock it off. You're annoying. But you have to be able to interact with your team members of all of these different personalities. So I think, you know, starting to look at the astrology sign is then a way to seeing, okay, you know what, this is, it kind of makes sense of how their personality is and how can I interact with them so we can make sure that we're working together accordingly.
I love that tip. And here's the thing. Once again, we're being inclusive because although it might sound like a radical idea for too many, there's someone in our audience that totally understands what you're saying. And it makes sense to be able to get a little more knowledge so that we can understand our team members and guests better. I love that. That's fantastic. Do you have a WTF moment that you want to share?
I would have to say when it comes to the learning, I go down the rabbit hole. So a lot of things I'll start looking onto YouTube and it's free. It's able to learn a lot of the topics that we've just talked about today. And then all of a sudden I am down the rabbit hole and I've just spent 2 hours and I end up not being productive of what I needed to accomplish during the day.
You need clarity. Okay. You need a plan. You need to know how to execute on that plan.
And a dedicated time of saying, okay, I'm only going to allot myself 30 minutes, maybe on cooking. Okay, great. I want to start searching for a recipe that I'm going to make maybe for dinner, or maybe it's on my time off and it's something that may be a little bit more complicated. But, you know, I want to allot myself, you know, 30 minutes to kind of search for what, you know, what I want to try to make. Well, then all of a sudden, it's now 2 hours later, and I basically want to make the entire Thanksgiving dinner. How about for you, Michelle? Do you have a WTF when it comes to the learning?
Yes, and I think that it's I think it's a positive story, right?
All right.
It was a WTF type of moment for the person on the other side, but I don't think so much for me. So I was I'm an avid reader, and I believe that my knowledge, my time, I'm very intentional with my time. So I believe that if I have a pocket of time where I can develop myself, I'm going to be able to turn that around and develop others. So my oldest son was maybe about 5 years old, and he was playing on the curb or on the street with one of our neighbors, and I was sitting on the curb with my leadership book, reading away. I was going to prepare some training for a new project that I had recently started, so I wanted to make sure to pick up on some new concepts and so on. And my neighbor, the parent of the kid that was playing with my kid, comes over and is like, what are you doing? Like, can't you just, you know, zone out and like put it down, put it to rest already? And I'm like, no, I need this time. This is the time that I can actually enhance my knowledge. So that was probably a WTF walk the floors type of moment for them, but then for me too, because it was a good example of how I was literally walking the floor. I was doing the things mm-hmm. that you gotta do in the little pockets of time that we have, as opposed to saying, you know, I don't have time to read, or I don't have time to enhance my knowledge. So there is always time. There's always hope.
Absolutely. And yeah, sometimes you do just need to just live in the moment. So I think we, you know, really try to utilize every moment, every minute in the day. But sometimes just kind of letting things be and being in the moment. So, you know, that's a very Sagittarius thing to say.
Absolutely. 100%. All right, beautiful people. Thank you so much for being on the other side. We'll see you next.